Iraq's oil minister officially offered his resignation today in protest over government-ordered price hikes that tripled the cost of gasoline across the country. NPR's Jamie Terabay has this report from Baghdad.
A lot of stories have been circulating lately about Ibrahim Bahar al-Ulum, the Minister of Oil. After denouncing the government's massive hike in fuel prices 3 weeks ago, Bahar al-Ulum left the country because of what he described as a family emergency. His portfolio was handed over to Deputy Prime Minister Ahmed Chalabi. But Bahar al-Ulum has refused to be silenced, and today he could barely restrain himself.
Such a decision cannot help the country. The time to keep my mouth shut is gone. I hold my reservations on whether what the Prime Minister did might not be illegal.
The fuel price hikes were part of an arrangement with the International Monetary Fund to forgive 80% of Iraq's $120 billion debt. But Bahar al-Ulum argues that instead of an immediate increase, prices should have been raised gradually.
At a time when we seek to improve our economic situation, we should remember that many of the problems are inherited and cannot be dealt with by economic theories from the international organizations.
Bahar al-Ulum's resignation isn't yet official. It requires parliamentary approval, and the legislature is in recess until the second week of January following Muslim holidays. And even then, it may not be able to act until a new government is formed on the basis of last month's elections. But Bahar al-Ulum is intent on resigning unless the increase is rolled back. He told NPR oil production is at its lowest since the U.S. invasion, at 1.1 million barrels a day. Stormy weather in the south and sabotage in the north halted production for nearly 2 weeks. Today, the country's largest oil refinery in Beji began producing fuel again after threats from insurgents forced it to close. Police had to escort the tankers and secure the highways to ensure safe passage after militants seized some tankers and set them on fire. Iraq has the world's third largest proven oil reserves. Bahar al-Ulum says the government hopes to be able to produce 2 million barrels a day by the middle of 2006. But he acknowledges that the oil sector has a long way to go before it can provide a stable income for the government, which depends on oil sales for more than 90% of its revenue.
That is why we wanted to solve our economic dilemmas by a gradual raise in prices over long-term intervals. It is true that Iraq is the only country where oil is cheap, but it is also true that increasing consumption forced the government to import from the outside to face demand.
It's hard to find an Iraqi at a gas station not upset by the price spike. Across the country, Iraqis have protested the move. Today, in the southern city of Basra, demonstrators burned tires and marched through the streets, protesting what they see as an inevitable increase in the cost for other essentials like vegetables and meat, brought on by the massive hike in gas prices. On Saturday, Iraqi police shot and killed four demonstrators near the northern city of Kirkuk during riots in which protesters set fire to gas stations. And insurgent attacks continue to hurt Iraqi oil production. A pipeline in northern Iraq is still out of service after being hit by an insurgent bomb. And in Baghdad today, Iraqi security forces closed the entrance to the main power plant while they disabled a car bomb. U.S. government economists here say cuts in Iraqi gas subsidies are necessary to boost government revenue. But the oil infrastructure here still needs billions of dollars of investment, and billions of dollars in U.S. reconstruction money may not be replenished once they run out. Jamie Terabay, NPR News, Baghdad.